Today from the Ohio Newsroom, when ICE and foster care collide.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. ICE detention has increased sharply under President Trump, and the agency has ramped up its requests to local prisons and jails to hold immigrants for pickup as well. The news agency Reuters profiled one of those cases last week. Reporters Christina Cook and Ted Hessen looked into the case of Ingrid Mejia, a 25-year-old farm worker from Western Ohio who was detained for 125 days and separated from her 3-year-old son for even longer. Cook joins us to discuss Mejia's case. Hi, Christina.
Hi.
So help us quickly understand how Mejia came to America and how then she came to be in immigration detention.
So Mejia came to a port of entry at the U.S.-Mexico border when she was 17 as an unaccompanied minor. She was fleeing sexual and gang violence in her home country. After a few months in a children's shelter, she was released to pursue her asylum case. And 2 years later, she found a job in rural Ohio packing eggs into cartons. She was driving to work one morning in February when she ran a stop sign and collided with another car. There were no injuries, but she was written up for driving without a license. So on the day of her court hearing, she didn't have childcare for her 3-year-old son, who is a U.S. citizen, and so she brought him with her. She thought she'd pay a fine and go home, but because this was her fourth citation for driving without a license, the judge sentenced her to 3 days in county jail. And when she was booked into jail, that alerted ICE, who issued the detainer to the jail to hold her for pickup.
So as she was being held, where did her son go?
Officials in Dark County first tried to figure out what to do with her son. Mejia gave them the address of a woman who she thought would be able to watch him. The court asked a local police chief to go to the address, but the woman didn't open the door because she thought the officer might be working with ICE. So as a result, he ended up in foster care. County officials told Myra Vasquez, a U.S. citizen who's been helping her, that this was the first such case that they'd worked on. And Mejia said ICE officials told her if she signed a deportation order, she could get her son back. But at the same time, county officials were telling Vasquez that their priority was the boy's best interest and that they had their own processes. So there's a lot of mixed messages.
Wow. You spoke with people who are in favor of Trump's aggressive approach to immigration. How did they respond to this story?
Oh, we spoke with Jessica Vaughn of the Center for Immigration Studies, which favors restricting immigration. And she said Mejia's driving without a license misdemeanors shouldn't be minimized. And the Department of Homeland Security also noted that Mejia had admitted to being in the country illegally.
Mejia was eventually released from this detention. Pick up the story there. What happened for her and her son at that point?
So she was released from immigration detention in early July after an immigration judge dismissed the deportation case against her. The judge ruled that she had a right to make her case for asylum before an asylum officer because she came to the country as an unaccompanied minor. But after she was released, county officials told her that the boy had bonded with his foster family and they recommended that a gradual transition would be in his best interest. Mejia said that when she first saw him again, he recognized her, but he didn't speak to her. But she said that she heard him speak in English and that he clung to his foster parents. But then last week, she got some welcome news. A county official and the foster mother dropped him off at her house and said he could stay with her with regular monitoring visits until the case is closed.
Christina Cook, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.